Hello, it's Thursday, March 30th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Now, before we bring our guest on today, we have to talk a little bit about yesterday's show. We want to thank everybody for the feedback. It seemed like as soon as the show went up, already the emails were flying in here, and people found it entertaining as hell.
Well,
to say the least.
We got like three responses that were not positive, and then the rest of
everything
them, all the rest of them, were very positive.
Right. So. And if you want to see just a small sampling of the responses that we got, go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see them there. And you know the thing about it that we have to tell people, Lisa, is that we actually like Eric Hufschmidt.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like we had that debate yesterday because we don't like him. I mean, we've interviewed him numerous times, spoken to him quite a number of times on the phone, and we like him. So it wasn't like this was any personal animosity. It's just we very vehemently disagreed with what they did
right.
in that article.
Well, and actually we respect the bulk of the work that Eric has done over the last 4-plus years regarding the controlled demolition. It's just lately he's veering off into some weird areas.
Yeah, he's taking a turn for the worse, and that's what we wanted to point out yesterday. So also, one last thing, people were emailing us and saying that they're also forwarding them to Daryl Bradford Smith, telling him to come on Wing TV. So right before the show today, I sent him an email and said, open invitation. So if he wants to come on, the door is wide open.
Right. Anyway, today we are very, very proud to present Loretta Medaglia. She is a 9/11 activist in Boston, right, Loretta?
Yes, it is Boston, Lisa.
And it's an incredible, you know, we're always talking about how people should rise above themselves and do more. Well, Loretta has really gone leaps and bounds beyond what we ever even anticipated or suggested. So we want to welcome Loretta Medaglia to the show, and Victor, say hi.
Yeah, how you doing, Loretta?
I'm doing real good. Yeah. Thanks for that nice welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, you seem to epitomize really what we talk about on this show because we try to appeal to everyday people because, in all honesty, that's what Lisa and myself are. We're everyday people
right.
that a few years ago got so fed up with what we saw happening in the world that we first started doing a radio show, and then that developed into Wing TV and Sisyphus Press and so forth. And everybody can do something, and Loretta really personifies that with these new activist
right.
kits and everything else she's doing.
Loretta, tell everybody how you first learned about all this alternative media information.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The last anniversary, I'm guessing if it wasn't on the 11th, it might have been on the 12th. I knew absolutely nothing about what you people have uncovered. And I was on a website, a financial website, which is my background and what I spend a lot of my time doing. And someone planted a little seed that said, you know, on a chat room, hey, if you haven't heard the latest about 9/11, you might want to check this site out. And I think it was your site. I'm pretty sure it was your site. So out of curiosity, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people, was horrified that, you know, it's shocking when you first learn about what really happened. So I immediately ordered Victor's book, and I don't know if you remember, Victor, but like the next day I ordered 10 more copies.
I do remember.
Yeah.
and couldn't wait even to get his in the mail and started reading it right on your site. And beyond that, whatever I could find, because I couldn't just go out and tell people this unless I was thoroughly convinced.
Right, right.
And then I spent more time reading about 9/11 than I think I've read about anything in my entire life.
Yeah, tell us
once,
about it.
Once I was thoroughly convinced, I had to tell people.
Right.
I absolutely had to tell everyone I knew, because as far as I'm concerned, every American needs to know about this. And
well,
I'm not just talking about online Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And what I quickly learned was I wasn't alone. Every single person that I knew, that knew me, that I told, had no idea. Nobody knew the first thing about it. I said, listen, I got some books coming. I'm gonna give you a copy. I want you to read it. And much like for a lot of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, no, that can't be true. Well, you know what? Read the book. Watch the DVD. Then decide. And you do get quite a few people who will. And the ones who will proceed to tell 10 other people.
Yeah.
And they'll tell 10 other people. And like your other guest, I can't remember who it was, said, if I tell 10 people and they tell 10 people and they tell 10 people, the whole country will know in a matter of days. Well, clearly that's not happening, is it? Yeah. Which means people like myself and yourselves have to go beyond, above and beyond the call of duty to make up for the ones who have this cognitive dissonance that can't handle the truth.
Right, and you know what, everybody, Loretta has gone so far as to work with Rick Ryder, who is another 9/11 researcher and who also made us a new banner for controlled demolition protests. They've developed a website. We have it linked on our homepage where they are trying to gear everyone up toward a Ground Zero rally. And Loretta, tell everybody about that website.
Well, if you just go on your front page, Lisa, they can click right on it. I think it says 9/11 Activism Kits.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it brings them right to the kits page. And for $6.50, you would not believe how much you're going to get with this kit. I mean, Rick and I have really just gone out of pocket to provide this to anybody that wants to stand up for the truth. You get 3 bumper stickers. You get 10 full-color leaflets on, you know, how did the towers really fall.
Mm-hmm.
You get stickers, little stickers you can put on your outgoing mail. You get some post-it notes. These are really cool. I call this having fun with treason.
Yeah.
These are America's dirty little secret. 9/11 was an inside job. And it says read the facts at wingtv.net. And then you also get these little business cards. I call them patriot cards. That also have your address on them, as well as on the back a nice statement that Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
says, you know, the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of evil people, but because ordinary people do nothing about
right.
it.
That's right.
Right.
And that link can be found if you go to the Wing TV homepage to the right-hand side all the way to the bottom, and click on it, go there, and I know we have all the stuff here. And they're just great bumper stickers and the whole shebang.
And you'll get Wing TV pens in there, too. You know, Loretta,
exactly.
I just want to tell you how much we appreciate the inordinate amount of time and energy and effort and expense that you and Rick have gone to not only create the website, but to try to rally and organize things so that we can get a Ground Zero protest or rally launched. And you had an idea, too, about hooking people up who are from different areas, different states.
That's right, Lisa. What I'm willing to do is anybody that wants to step up to the plate, all they have to do is shoot you an email saying, yes, I'm from Minnesota, and I want to be, you know, the hub where people can contact me and we can organize together. We don't have to be alone in this. And if they do that, I will send them a free kit. They won't have to pay a dime. So right now, I've already had a few orders coming out of, one came out of Texas, another one came out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, the guy in Randy in Michigan stepped up, and he's going to be what's the word I'm looking for?
The contact.
It's
the contact person?
Yeah, you know, the contact person. So that if people are near each other and they want to drive to the
uh-huh.
rally, they can, you know, 5 of them can hop in a car together.
Right.
If there's 50 of them, they can rent a bus, you know.
Yeah, and we really urge everyone to make it to Ground Zero, this 5th anniversary of 9/11. And a couple of days ago, Loretta, I wrote an article. It's called 9/11 Truth Movement, Time for Action. And it began by saying that over the last week or so, there's been all these massive protests in various cities about illegal immigration. Last year in Washington, D.C., there were 250,000 to 300,000 anti-war protesters
right.
circling the White House. Plus, we've seen protesters in Paris and Argentina and in the Islamic countries about the Muhammad cartoons. Everywhere people can rally and protest, except for this New World Order movement. When have we ever had thousands and tens of thousands of people rallying about 9/11? That's what we need, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Victor. And I think the problem here is that people need to be talking about this in the streets.
Yep.
You know, it's wonderful to have the internet, and the internet is what ultimately will let the cat out of the bag.
You know what I was thinking, Loretta?
We didn't have that back in Roosevelt's day.
Yeah.
My point, though, is I know that I don't think people recognize the magnitude of bringing it into the streets, because the bottom line is people don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because everyone I talk to is hearing it for the first time. So everyone that's on the web are obviously not the people I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I have a bumper sticker on my car, and I notice on the highway people pulling up close behind me because they want to face the 9/11 is in big letters.
Right.
9/11, the big lie, and then proven through laws of physics is in smaller letters. And I see them pulling up closer because they want to read everything that it says. So if all I'm doing is sparking a little, spark of interest, maybe they'll pursue. Gee, I saw a bumper sticker today that said 9/11 was an inside job. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know, if that's all we do, we've done something.
Loretta, how much do you think the paranoia factor is involved in this non-protesting thing that's going on with the 9/11 truth movement information? Because this seems to be, as a contingent, a very, very fearful community.
Yeah.
Compared
well,
to the anti-war and the illegal immigration protesters, the anti-New World Order people, the 9/11 truth people, have such a paranoia. You know, like, they know the evil they're up against, and it's almost like they're just afraid to face it publicly.
Well, you know what? If I can't live free, I don't want to be here, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep,
so,
that's a good point.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I had a little bit of fear when it came time to putting that bumper sticker on my car.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Not so much about myself, but it's a new car.
Right, right.
And I'm being honest here. Well, guess what? It's been on the car now for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
We've got a guy, Loretta.
No comments from anybody. No, people driving by giving me a finger, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Well, it's because people are receptive to this information. And we know Patriot Jim Kujawa down there in Florida, he's out every single week protesting, whether it's with groups or sometimes just solo.
That's right.
He's finally reached a point where he says, damn it, I'm going out there regardless of anything. And, he's had a few eggs thrown at him and so forth, but he's still living, he's still kicking, and he's as ornery as ever. And some people say, oh, well, protesting or gathering isn't effective. But just last weekend, John McCain, when he saw these massive illegal immigration protests, he said that it actually had an impact on the legislation that went through Congress. So this does have an impact because the people who run the world pay attention to people on the streets.
There's no question that we're making some serious ground here. And the two things that I really want to point out, one is about the kit and the other is about the rally. In the kit, Dylan Avery, what a guy. I hope at some point to meet him in person.
Mm-hmm.
But he put together a DVD called Loose Change.
Right.
I don't know why he named it that, but he did. And he gave us permission to reproduce it. And so we give that DVD as a bonus in the kit. And one of the best things you can do with that DVD is host a little movie night party.
Yep.
That's right.
And let people, and it's great if there's like five or six people there, because then they can all discuss everything among each other. And I urge people to show that DVD, be prepared to pause it, let people take notes,
mm-hmm.
or be prepared to watch it twice, or order more of them. But that's a very, very powerful tool. Beyond that, in New York, we need to get, you're right, Victor, we want thousands of people there. We want the people from the war movement, anti-war movement, and and illegal aliens, I don't care who you are, come to this rally. The best way to get the most amount of people there, Victor, is if everybody in our audience knows anyone in New York. The New Yorkers are going to be the easiest people to get there.
And if we can't get thousands of people there on the fifth anniversary, and as we've said here, this is our last chance. After this anniversary, this administration starts to scatter because they're going to be focusing on the 2008 election. If we can't get thousands of people there this year, we should be absolutely ashamed of ourselves.
Right. And you know what? Although this message is for everyone, anyone in the world that wants to show up at Ground Zero on 9/11, we're putting out a special call to all of our Wing TV fans or listeners, I should say, in New York, New Jersey,
yep,
Long Island, all the surrounding areas. We need you out there. You were the direct victims of that attack. You live there. That's
and
your city.
We need everyone that's in your audience who knows anyone in New York to tell them.
Right.
Tell them about Wing TV. Tell them about the rally. Because they were more affected than any of us.
Oh, absolutely.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised at how, so far, any inquiries that have come my way have been from the Midwest and the West Coast, because they are so far removed from what happened that, you know, it didn't affect them as much. It just like an earthquake doesn't affect us on the East Coast.
Well, there's a disconnect there, but right. I'm glad that they're paying attention, too.
But they care.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of people
I really
everywhere.
Do believe that we need to spread the word in New York as much as we can. So anybody that knows anybody in New York, send them a DVD, you know, send them to Wing TV, you know, have them start listening to the real news.
Mm-hmm.
Or just tell them, go to Ground Zero. That's the simplest thing. Go to Ground Zero on
That's
the
right.
fifth anniversary. And I want to relay something to you that shows what we're up against. When this article that I wrote a few days ago appeared at 9/11 Truth Movement Time for Action, people started posting it in various groups, some of the real big groups, and it was getting a very positive reaction. One thread it began, and someone forwarded this thread to me. That's how I know about it. They said, if someone organizes a peaceful 9/11 demonstration, I will show up. The next person said, They gave points on how we should start organizing, and, you know, it was a pretty long post. But then the host of the site saw this, and instead of saying, yeah, we should all get together, go to Ground Zero, what he did was started bad-mouthing Lisa and myself and Wing TV and blah, blah, blah. And finally a person responded and says, I don't think Wing TV is the point here. Neither is any of these other things. They said, I'm not a huge fan of Lisa and Victor, but I'm going to protest and so forth, and all this other stuff isn't the point. So there's people that seem to be deliberately sabotaging the efforts to get people together.
And this was a 9/11
Absolutely,
truth
and that's
website.
Why it's still
right.
on the Internet and not in the streets, and it needs to come out.
See, the issue isn't us. Don't
oh,
go,
it isn't.
Right, we don't want people to show up there because we ask them to. Show up there because you believe in the truth. About
right.
exposing the lies of 9/11, that we need to get this information out. We need to do something beyond the box.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's about time. We could theorize and debate and discuss it with each other till the cows come home.
Yeah, and it seems like that's what a lot of people want to do. I know a former member of 911truth.org contacted us, Jonathan Gold, and his exact words were, the time for theorizing is over. Now it's the time for action. And that brings to mind something that Michael Collins Piper recently said on his radio show, The Piper Report. He said, my biggest fear is that 9/11 will become like the JFK assassination, where a handful of researchers are still arguing over minutiae 40 years later. We know what happened, don't we, Loretta? It's time now to get out there.
I was alive when JFK was killed. And everybody that was alive, it's just like, you know, when the shuttle crashed. You don't
mm-hmm.
forget those dates.
No.
They're with you for the rest of your life. And I'll go to my death screaming about 9/11 because I don't want to see another JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that to me is so bogus.
We've got another important date coming up tomorrow, Loretta. I believe it was 1 year ago tomorrow that Terry Schiavo died.
Was murdered.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you have anything that you want to say about that?
You know, I'm not really the person to ask, only because I didn't follow it close enough. I will say one thing, though. If they showed that woman one more time on TV, you know, I really kind of got tired of seeing her.
Well, the whole thing was, she...
I know.
She was murdered, you know, and we all sat by and watched, and of course the media sensationalized it and did the whole death march, death
watch. Right, because they don't want to talk about what's really going on in the world.
But that was pretty telling that disabled people really are in a precarious position now in our country.
Well, that was just the first step in this culture of death.
And truly, this man got away with committing murder, and the world let him do it.
Yeah. But getting back to 9/11, one last point I brought out in this article was that if you're the people in the government, the people that were behind 9/11, the people who are at the top of the New World Order control pyramid, what they want most is for people to stay attached to their computers.
Right.
They want them to be behind the screens.
Exactly.
Because they can't, even though they can talk to people via the internet and so forth, if there's nothing out on the streets, if it doesn't go beyond our living rooms or offices or bedrooms, whatever, there's no threat to them. And they want everyone to be on these wild goose chases about, like, blue screens or whatever. And they're saying, look at those idiots talking about that no planes hit the towers. It's absurd. So what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, I can't believe it's been 4.5 years of this going on.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute I found out about it, Victor, you know, I haven't rested. It's like I did all my research. Once I was thoroughly convinced, time for action. Okay? The idea that this has been on the net, well, not 4.5 years, what, 2.5, 3?
Oh, we started...
That we actually knew it was an inside job?
Well, we started publishing articles 2 months after 9/11, so this has been out there really from day one.
Okay. I just can't believe that it's been that long.
I know.
People haven't, you know, been talking it up out in the open.
Yeah, screaming bloody murder about it. And, you know, I was talking to a scientist the other day, and he happened to mention a concept called activation energy. And I said, what's that? And he said, activation energy is the amount of energy that you have to expend to move from one point to another. And he said, if you don't expend this energy, you can't move. And that's what it boils down to, is if we want to move to the next level, we have to get off our asses and expend some energy.
I know. It's comical to me, but it shouldn't be, because it's a serious issue. And we really need to motivate you. And I just... You know, if the audience is listening, I'm excited about this rally.
So
I'm looking forward to meeting all these people in person and standing out there. And, you know, I hope the cops are there. What do I care?
They'll be there.
Believe us.
They'll be there.
And, you know, we can't carry sticks for signs. Well, you know what? We got plenty of time. Get out your old T-shirts. If you don't like them anymore, you don't like what they say, you get a can of a white spray paint, and bingo, you got a brand new canvas.
Or just bring poster board. That's just as easy.
I like the shirt idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can use regular poster board. You just can't have a stick on it. But
yeah, but I kind of like the idea of wearing the shirt, and you don't have anything to carry or anything.
Yeah.
You don't put your camera.
The way we see it is, whatever people want to do, just be there, show your support, let the world see that we don't buy these
Absolutely.
Lies anymore.
Right. America, we need you to get out there and stand with us. We can't have a massive protest with just a few people.
And what people out there should do is start calling these radio show hosts in the alternative media and saying, hey, when are you going to start promoting activism? And also, if you're in these message rooms and someone starts saying, oh, well, activism doesn't work and don't forget it, chew them out.
Right.
Don't be afraid. I mean, you saw what we did yesterday. On our show, we weren't afraid to raise our voices and debate this. So, you know, it's all up to us, each and every one of us.
What
other thing people can do with that DVD is, a lot of, you know, towns have their own local cable station.
Right, public access.
Right. Bring it down to them. Say, hey, you might want to give this some air time.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Yeah. Well,
all they can say is no.
Right. And I think that you're promoting talking about this on the street will only breed more familiarity. If people hear it talked about more, it will become as commonplace as any of the other things that people talk about, and we need to utilize word of mouth more.
And senior citizens, you know, are our best friends. They've been through World War II,
right.
Some of them World War I, and Vietnam, etc. They've been around the block more than you and I have, Lisa.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So why not go into a senior center? Find out if they've got a common room where they can show a movie. And turn them on to it.
Yeah. Well, Loretta, we want to...
And you'll have some people talking.
I don't know how many senior citizens will leave the senior centers to go to Ground Zero, but I think that we have different demographic groups that haven't been targeted yet with this information.
We just say everybody. Everybody,
right.
Everybody.
That's right.
Anybody and anybody.
And Loretta, we just want to thank you for coming on the show today. Everybody, go to the Wing TV homepage, right-hand side down at the bottom. It says 9/11 Activism. Click on there. Get the activist kits. And
Loretta, we just want to thank you and Rick again for everything you're doing with the bumper stickers, the activist kits, trying to organize this website. It's beautiful. We love it, and we thank you very, very much.
The pleasure is all mine, and anything for patriotism.
Exactly.
I love my country.
And before 9/11, you know, comes around this fall, we're going to have you on again and try to rally everybody to be there. So just keep up
Absolutely.
The good work, Loretta.
Great.
Thanks a lot, Loretta.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Lisa's going to have an article commemorating the murder of Terry Schiavo. It's 1 year ago tomorrow that this happened.
It's just unbelievable that much time has passed already.
And until then, keep your eyes open, get off your asses, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.